Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon. And today we have a special guest from across the world, actually out in Bangalore, India. We have Javan Thomas with AMB Crypto. So, Javan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard. It's great to be here. Excited to be here.
Definitely, definitely. And just so I don't mess this up, can you tell me how to pronounce your name properly?
My name is Javan Thomas.
Perfect. So Javan. All right. So Javan, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? Give us a little bit of background.
Sure. So I am a journalism major. I did my journalism and specialized in investigative journalism in Manipal University in Bangalore in India. Worked with Times of India, then worked with a startup, headed their content and operations. And then I guess I was investing in cryptocurrencies, invested a little in Bitcoin, Ethereum, and like probably a spread of other altcoins, which is when I realized that I really need to have more information about cryptocurrencies, and I was not getting them, which is when I had the idea of AMB Crypto.
Gotcha. So I know you started to do some various things within covering stories because of your background in journalism. And you said that you bought your first Bitcoin, you bought your first, you know, some of the altcoins. Tell us a little bit more about that. Like, how did you get into cryptocurrency and blockchain? Like, what about it? When did you hear about it? Or at what point were you like, all right, this is something I want to be a part of?
All right. So I guess the story goes back all the way to 2016, probably when nobody had even heard of Bitcoin. And I think this was during one of my research for my papers. I was doing something on Tor, which is when I realized the word Bitcoin was first used for transacting and pay for some services, and of course in Tor, you know how the darknet is, which is when I realized it's a very fascinating concept of like Bitcoin. But then I never knew that it could actually be transacted as currency. 2017, when the bull run started from $1,000 and all the way slowly climbing up, I realized that when it was $2,800, I realized that this is going to be something big. So I waited for a small dip and I got my first Bitcoin. And then of course, when the bull run started, I was very excited and I got more other altcoins, you know, like Ripple and Monero and Cardano and a lot of other things as well.
Got you. So you got in it at the right time. And it sounds like that you were able to make some pretty good gains from it. But of course, as you began to learn more, and you said there was a gap in information, and that's what kind of led you to want to create AMB Crypto. So can you tell us a little bit more about what is AMB Crypto and what is it and like, how did you get it started?
Mm-hmm. All right. So AMB, the full form, means assets meet blockchain. As I said, the gap was the information gap. What happened was I had invested in certain altcoins and I was searching for news around it. I think there was a particular point in December 2017. I was searching for like why is Bitcoin crashing? Or so there was a point where in the past 24 hours it had crashed by like some 12%, and there was a news around it. There were, if I search for Bitcoin on Google, they were all just news about just general update or just general what people are saying. There was nothing really about why it's crashing. And that's when I started it. I knew that I had to write something and I did the investigation. I did my first story probably in January mid. And then I guess I got some users from the US especially. And that's when I knew that there's a market for this. And I think I thought this should be a business. This should be something where I actually should do it full time. And that's how it happened.
That's amazing. So, you know, you bring an interesting point. So this is, I think you said in 2017, there weren't a ton of different media outlets for information on what was going on in the market in XYZ. And so as you begin to create content and put it out there to the world, of course, with all of this, people want to be able to know first if they're looking for something, they have to be able to find it. And then... with AMB Crypto, as you're getting your branding out and you're doing some community building tactics, what were some different things that you did to let people know, A, that you existed, and B, that you had the content that they would be looking for?
Right. I think so. A, how did people know that we exist? I think there were some breaking stories around February or March last year. This is basically when we started. We were able to cover like really around 7 or 8 really crazy stories. And I think one of our reporters did that. That basically brought us to limelight. Then, of course, that's where we acquired users. Now, what do we do for community building, which is your question? So that's a very important question, because that's something that I feel why your users will stick to you. And I guess our answer is, we did a lot of feedback sessions. We did a lot of, we asked the users, what do you want? What do you want to read about? What kind of stories do you want? And let me be honest, we had a lot of mistakes. Because we are from India, and of course, English is not our first language. But we evolved a lot. We evolved fast. We learned fast. We knew what people are looking for. We used various Google search mechanisms to understand what are people really looking for. Like, people don't search just Bitcoin. People search why Bitcoin crashed, or what is the reason behind Tom Lee saying a particular thing. So there are different aspects to what people search for. And we really looked at that. We really provided content for what people are searching for. And I think that's how we are able to build a community. And that's how I think recurring 1 million people just keep coming back to us every month.
Which is insane. That's awesome. Like, to have that much traffic come through your website, it's a true testament to A, the quality content that you're putting out there, but then B, the consistency and just making sure that you are taking the feedback that your visitors are giving you and adding more value back. And so very impressive and awesome job for getting that done sincerely. And with that, as you are starting to get more and more people, as you're starting to see how people are interacting, I'm sure that you started creating different parts of your website, and then either the media or the different means that you put on there, you'd add a little bit more through user testing. Can you kind of walk us through, like, you know, where, how did you start, and like, how did you like add like the next thing and like build up to where you are today?
Right. So I guess when the first website just came up, it was just articles on Bitcoin. There was nothing else we wrote. We didn't really care about stuff, because we thought people just want to read about Bitcoin. And then I think through our second or third stories, we got an inbound request from the feedback form, and we realized that people want to read about XRP or Ripple. And our reporters had just come in, so they started researching about it, and we started publishing stories around it. The moment Ripple stories went out, I guess a lot of people came in for Tron. I was like, please cover this. Why don't you know about this? Why don't you do this? And that's when an entire altcoin information platform was built, and we started writing about such content. Now, probably 2-3 months down the line, we realized that there was a lot of search queries for price, like what CoinMarketCap is doing. So we realized that probably we should build something like this. We don't know if it will work, but let's try it. So that's how we did price.amdcrypto. Then we realized there's a big ICO data, like there's a big lot of people coming for ICOs. What should I invest in? That's how we did ICO.amdcrypto. Now we realize that there's a big search for events. So now we're going to do that as well. There's a big jobs platform that we are working on, because it's like blockchain jobs and everybody's searching for that. So there's a lot of things in the background that we're building on. And I think it's all based on what the users read and based on what people are really looking for. I think the most important thing that we achieved was probably our Spanish market. So we realized that we needed content in the Spanish market. So we hired somebody from South America. We have a Spanish team right now who is specifically catering to the Spanish markets.
That's smart. As you said, like, adapt and just keep building on top to add even more value to all of your different customers that would come through. So awesome. Again, that's really amazing. And with that, I'm sure you've learned a lot of lessons along the way. What would you say through, you know, building out your platform and your community building as well, what's been like some key lessons that you've had to learn that you wish you could have told yourself when you first started to look out for?
I think the biggest learning that we have got is probably double check everything, triple check everything. If you want, check it 4 times. because facts are very important. You can't mince words. You can't just publish content just for a clickbaity factor. You have to have substantial value. So I guess if we knew this before, I think we would have put so much more effort into it. You know, and I think if I had known that there's probably a big market for Spanish market, if I had known that there was a big market for price and ICO, they probably started from there. But it doesn't really matter. I guess, like you said, we have to evolve, we have to adapt and look at what is there in the market and then move on.
Absolutely. And y'all are definitely doing that. And you bring up good points with the lessons of, you know, it's okay to check something four times just to make sure it's accurate. Having to redo work from negligence is always not a good look, and no one likes to have to do the same thing over and over and over again. So I think that is a very good lesson for everyone to be able to take away. But also, you know, with all the various news stories that you've been able to cover over the last year, and with all the new articles that are coming out that y'all are producing, I'm sure there's quite a few like interesting things that you've been able to see, whether it's a project, cryptocurrency, whatever it is. What's something that you've either read or seen recently that has your curiosity?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the important things that has come up in the market, and which I honestly don't know a lot about, but I know that this was really big, was when Mimblewimble came up. Then I guess the next one was Cosmos. Cosmos Atom really was accepted by the market really well. And I think there are really breakthrough projects which we haven't even heard of yet, which will come in the next couple of months. And I think we are still in the phase in the blockchain industry where the infrastructure is being laid. So those are the projects that are there right now. Then I guess the projects will be built on it. And that's how the system will evolve, I feel.
Absolutely. And I mean, those are some that definitely to keep looking into. And I know just from my standpoint, some of the things I'm always looking at and going to continue to look at is government regulations and how governments, not just in the United States, but internationally, are deciding to view and rule different cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies and their stance on them. Because that's always going to be very important to see how that shapes our future. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Make perfect sense. And India, I think I would say the government is still a little laid back in understanding and probably being proactive in accepting the technology. Because what we've realized through some of the information that we know is that a lot of blockchain developers are basically outsourced from India. So it's basically a lot of tech guys from India who work for a lot of blockchain projects outside.
Right. Mm-hmm. And with that too, I mean, as you said, outsourcing, first, you got to be able to find talent that can actually achieve what you're looking for. Yeah. And then you have to be able to scale it. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in India. So it's going to be really important to see how Indian government officials decide that how they want to deal with this. Because with the, you know, if they decide they want to treat things differently, it could make some changes in ripple effects with how everything's being developed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you earn further from the truth. It's absolutely very imperative that the government realizes that they've already missed the bus. And I think they should get on it before it really goes away from their hand.
Absolutely. And a couple of follow-up questions that I have for you. So with building out this team, and once you first got it started, like, how big was your team and how big is your team now with putting all of this valuable information out there?
So I guess we started out just two people, me and the co-founder. I used to write the stories. He used to take care of tech and probably some bit of, you know, just what's going wrong, what's going on here. Just two people. I think the first month, probably towards 15 days in the year, we got two reporters. And I think that was the team of four. We slowly moved to a co-working space. We moved to a bigger co-working space, probably 3 months down the line. We hired like probably five people. Then probably June, we moved to our own office space. And we have now we have a team of around 30 people, which we have journalists, tech and sales and HR and, you know, all the other functions basically of a company.
Right. So that's amazing, man. To be able to start with two and build it out to 30 in about a year. I mean, that's really awesome. Congratulations on that. That's a true testament to all the incredible things that y'all are doing at AMB Crypto. And man, you left a ton of like really valuable information for all the listeners today, especially with some of the notes of the lessons that you learned with, you know, building out your company and community building tactics and putting out good media content and just going from zero to a million monthly users. There's a lot that people can take away from our conversation today, but always ask all of my speakers before we wrap up the conversation, what is like a final thought that you want to leave with everyone? And so I want to pose that question to you now.
I guess the most important thought to your readers is that do not miss this bus. You just get the opportunity once in your lifetime. And I think this is it. And this is going to be really huge. You don't have to necessarily invest, be involved. That's what matters.
I think that's huge. Just what you said, you don't have to be invested to be involved. And involvement is highly crucial for this. Like this, and when I talk to people about this, I call it, you know, our generation's internet. Like this is going to be massive. And we're still at the beginning of it. So just educate yourselves in the same way that you go out and through your AMB crypto are educating users and bridging the gap. Same thing I'm trying to do here is just educate people and give them the resources to make their own decisions and then go from there and find out how they want to be involved. So
I was going through some content. It's really nice. It's really nice the way people speak, the kind of questions that you ask. It's really informative.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And man, I've really enjoyed this conversation. Jeevan, thank you so much for joining us. What are some different ways that people that are listening today can either connect with you or connect with AMB Crypto?
I think Twitter is the best way. And we are very open. We are very responsive to feedback. And I think that's a very key important thing. And I think I would love people to come, give me feedback, read about us through Twitter at CryptoAMB.
Perfect. So again, Jeevan, thank you so much for being with us today. It was a pleasure having you. I had a lot of fun with this conversation.
Thank you, Richard. It was fun. It was really fun. Pleasure was mine.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And everyone, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of CryptoCurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DeRitterProductions.com Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.